Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from us at The Seven. If you are listening to our podcast here in 2010, I hope you're looking forward to your New Year's Eve. However, if you have progressed past New Year's Eve and you're listening now in the new year, happy 2011. Hope the headache isn't too bad. Paracetamol's in the bathroom cupboard.
And a bacon sandwich is on the go.
That is a hangover cure of dreams. So thank you very much for everybody getting involved with us this year at The Seven. It's been a very busy year. Of course, The Seven has grown from October onwards.
Indeed.
We enjoyed that, and it's been great success. But it's thank you to you, the great listeners, for keeping us here. So thank you very much. Lots of exciting things planned for 2011. So do stay with us. Anyway, another shorter week this week on Breakfast. But here are some of the best bits and reviews of the year that was 2010.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The Seven.
Oh, hello. My mum got herself off Santa Claus a new mobile phone for Christmas. I know.
That's nice.
It was very nice. But then the other day, I get a message on my phone from a random number. I don't recognise this number. Huh. And it says, "Hola, Derek." Now, that's a bit strange, because my name's Neil.
Well,
I thought, all right then. Now, it's a thing in our family. We always start text messages off with the word hola. We just always have done.
Nice.
I think it's because we think we're Spanish. We're not. But so this was strange, but I thought I'll leave it because I was in Preston and I thought it's just going to confuse me trying to respond. I'm not in the right place. Anyway, yesterday it turns out that it was my mum on her new mobile, but with the SIM card that's in her new mobile phone. But not only had she sent it to me, she'd sent it to her entire phone book. She was just messing around trying to send my dad a message. He was sat next to her at the time.
Oh no.
Sent it to everybody. So everybody got a message that said, "Hola, Derek," for no reason.
That's different. So
We've taught mum how to use a mobile phone now. So no longer shall the emergency services getting texts off my mum saying, "Hola."
Neil Bentley.
7:42 on the way. Birthdays and celebrations in just a little while here at The Seven. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, Ruth. I can't believe where is time going.
I know, it's so confusing.
I know, it's all confusing. But anyway, nice to see you. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. It just goes so fast, but it was a lovely thanks.
Good. What did you get from Santa Claus?
I got loads of cooking stuff because I love cooking.
I got lots of cooking stuff this year as well. Well, I got a load of knives. I presume it's for the purposes of cooking, or somebody just has it in for me. I don't know. good.
Yeah, lots of cooking stuff, lots of chocolates.
We got a lot of chocolates. And I'll be honest with you, I have tried to eat as many of them as I possibly can.
And
but
me.
already put on a little bit of weight there this Christmas holiday. But I also got a Kinect for the Xbox, which, if you don't know what the Kinect is, it's like you put it under your TV and you play games, but you've got to use your whole body to play the games. And you have to use your whole body. So if you jump, you've got to jump and you've got to duck and dive and run around.
Legs and arms.
Which is fine and a lot of fun, except Marvin Gray, my dog. It confuses him. Because, of course, he thinks you want to play with him. He can't cope with the fact that you're diving around for your own pleasure. So we did have an incident yesterday where the dog was up at the TV and all sorts. It was mostly hilarious. But there we go.
Breakfast Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
Although I forgot to say, and I haven't said it on air yet, Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
And Happy New Year.
Yes, more so that.
It is still Christmas. I hate it when people... I'm not going to name any names here, but I'm going to say Tesco. I hate it when people forget that it is still Christmas. It's day 6 of Christmas. I know you're not a big fan of Christmas.
I had an urge to take my decorations down yesterday.
Really?
I didn't. I resisted it, but
you
I did have the urge.
Loser. It's the sixth day of Christmas. The wise men haven't even got to Jesus yet, and you're already dismissing
him.
Anyway, let's talk about birthdays. This December the 30th. Davy Jones, is he with us or sadly no longer with us? The singer.
With us?
With the Monkees, 65 today. Ooh. Tracy Ullman, TV presenter.
She's with us.
51. Discovered The Simpsons.
Ah.
JK.
Yeah, with us.
Yeah, he's a singer with Jim
Merrick. And
many big hats. Leon Jackson.
He's alive.
He is. He won the X Factor.
Did he?
Series 4.
I didn't know who.
No idea. 22 today. Happy birthday.
A bit like
Joe
McElderry.
Yeah. Who? It is Jeff Lynne's birthday today from ELO.
Okay.
Question is, how old do you reckon Jeff Lynne of ELO the Electronic Light Orchestra. How old do you reckon he is?
Hello.
Hello. 63 Ooh. Today. So close. Yes, so far. You see, if you didn't have these anti-Christmas thoughts, you'd have got that.
Is that the reason?
That's exactly right. The reason just there.
Wow.
Right. It was today, back in 1972, December the 30th, that Sony demonstrated the first mobile telephone.
Wow.
I know. It was probably the size of a house. A small semi-detached house.
It's that studio.
It would probably be that big. What do you reckon?
Yeah, go on. True.
No, I have made that up this morning. But well done anyway. Thank
okay.
you. Although I would have liked to have seen a 1970s mobile phone.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
It is a foggy start to your day, and really foggy until next year, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
That's a little bit scary. Anyway, I have a treat for you this morning, Wozencroft. Oh, yes.
I have treats.
I have been sent an email from some publishers in Germany, from Thomas Wagner.
Oh,
that's
wow.
a good name. I like that.
Love
and
it.
He sent this song through and asked if we would play it. Now, normally, I don't play these sort of songs because, one, it's not my decision to do so, and two, because usually they're awful.
Okay.
This is also pretty bad, but it just makes me chuckle. Undercover Lover. Wait for
hey,
it.
Hey, you, my undercover lover.
I love the production quality.
Yeah. You are the perfect guy.
It does sound like it's been recorded in a bedroom.
Undercover Lover.
This is the English version, and that's why it's only just being released.
Oh, okay, then.
It spent 30 weeks in the German charts.
30
I know.
Weeks. Wow.
Obviously, not a lot going on in Germany at the
moment. It's quite catchy, isn't it?
It is very catchy.
I like your little dance there.
I've got my lederhosen on. Is that right? I don't know. Ooh, you make me sweat.
Nice.
Nice. So, yeah, I think.
I do maybe. Like your dancing.
Thank you. So like a jolly jig.
Makes you just sway.
I think maybe we could make this a hit
is
here in the UK.
Is it going to be the next big thing?
I'd hope so. Here's my favourite bit.
Maybe it's wrong, but oh, my husband doesn't need to know.
That's because he's her undercover lover.
Oh.
My favourite man from this band is the guy that sings right at the end. Wait for this.
Undercover.
Brilliant.
Lovely. Neil Bentley.
Thank you very much, Carly. It is now time, this Thursday, December the 30th, 2010, to name the Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year.
Oh, wow, brilliant.
I know, only here on the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show. The Word of the Year was David Cameron's Big Society.
Oh.
I don't mean to point out the obvious, but isn't Big Society two words?
Breakfast Podcast.
From this weekend, or the start of the new year, the government are offering grants of up to £5,000 off the price of electric cars.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, it all starts January the 1st, which conveniently is this weekend.
Yeah.
However, as with most government schemes, I'm just not going to bother filling out the paperwork because, like with everything, I will just be non-applicable. It doesn't matter what scheme, what money Aww. Off, anything. I am never applicable for any of these schemes. So
what is that?
I don't know why. I'm just not. I think it's because I work too much and I pay my taxes, and that makes me non-applicable for anything.
Right.
So I'll just carry on driving my car.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I'm going to do.
Neil Bentley.
I don't want to dwell about this this electric car thing for too long because it's a stupid idea. I'm all for renewable fuels and saving the planet.
Me too.
You know this. However, we've just done a little bit of research into said electric cars. From this weekend, January the 1st, the government will give us up to £5,000 off the price of an electric car.
Now that makes you think, wow.
Let's
Brilliant.
Have a bit of that. Like the what was that scheme? The scrappage scheme?
That was a good idea. See, I
like
that.
Yeah. Again, I wasn't eligible, but never mind.
No.
What's the problem, Carly, with this £5,000?
The problem is the average price of these electric cars is between £25,000 and £30,000.
So even with the £5,000 discount, it's been worked out that even with the £5,000 off, you would still be paying £23,000 to £25,000 for an electric car. Now, I don't mean to point out the blindingly obvious, and also the dead small. because they're electric.
Yeah, tiny.
You know, they are toy cars. So to have the equivalent of my car, which I need a big car, it runs my business.
You do.
Therefore, I would need to charge it for about 3 weeks
Maybe
at a time.
Maybe you should get two.
Maybe so. Why not? I've got that
and
sort of money.
And it takes 7 hours to charge.
7 hours to charge. I'm just going to continue to drive around in my fairly efficient 4x4 diesel machine, which cost me so much less.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
You have some facts for us this
Apparently,
morning.
This is on Twitter.
Okay.
A feed called OMG Facts.
Okay, there we go.
Few.
And while you're following that, follow at The 7.
Yeah.
Amaze us with some facts this morning, Carly.
The total weight of all the ants on Earth is about the same as the weight of all the humans on Earth. Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Another one. Race car is spelt the same forwards and backwards.
I know that. That's a palindrome, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, get right. you.
Yes, I know. Swallowed a dictionary this morning.
This one's probably my favourite. Can't say it, though. Anatidiophobia, right?
Yeah.
Is the fear that somewhere in the world there is a duck watching you. That's quite terrifying.
I like that one. I am a bit scared sometimes that there is some sort of duck looking at me. You never know.
I like this one. You can try this one. You can't hum while holding your nose closed.
You're right. I
can
make some
it.
Random. No- well, that
it.
Is amazing. Carly Swain and your Twitter facts this morning.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
So apparently then, Carly, your statistic of the day, this will happen 300 million times between midnight tonight and midnight tomorrow. What do you reckon that is? That's a good guess.
Kissy.
It's not kissing, though. Oh. It's not kissing.
Really?
It's sending text messages.
Oh.
Although, if you want to...
And you can't send them, can you? Because everyone's trying to
exactly.
send them.
Exactly, yeah. 300 million texts will be sent. Only 4 will arrive. That is the problem with New Year's Eve. I haven't had my first New Year's text yet. Usually, they start happening very early. I know the networks will be busy tonight.
So I'll send this
so
now.
So I'll send you this one now. But I haven't had one of those yet. I did have a message, though, off my friend Chris in the early hours of the morning. It says, after careful consideration of your performance as a friend in 2010, I have decided to extend your friendship for a further 12 months. Try not to mess it up.
I like that. That's good.
Thank you very
That's
much,
very
Chris.
Good.
I will try my best. So there you go. 300 million text messages will be sent tonight. A couple of other statistics for you. 180 million drinks will be drunk at exactly midnight.
Wow.
I'm not entirely sure, though, how they've got 180 million, because surely there are only 67 million of us in the country. Does that mean we've all got to have 3 drinks
Why
in our
not?
Hand? I don't know
Interesting.
How.
Interesting.
Not entirely sure how they came to the top of that statistic, but there we go. Couple of other interesting statistics for you this evening. 83% of Brits will make a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Only 12% of Brits managed to keep their last New Year's resolution going throughout the whole of 2010.
That's pretty... 12%.
That's all right.
That's
one in
okay.
10. Yeah, around one in 10 New Year's resolutions.
Well, yeah, okay.
Not by me. I'll be hastened to add there. also, if you're going out tonight, £30, 48 pence is apparently the amount the average Brit will spend on New Year's Eve.
And the rest.
I was going to say, surely
is
that's
that
just
it?
The taxi home.
Neil Bentley.
If you are going out tonight, do be safe and do take care.
Indeed.
Of course, and try not to drink too much, as it were. But welcome in the new year with a smile on your face. But tomorrow, what are your plans? Because apparently, more statistics for you now, you know what I'm like. 28% of Brits will tomorrow go on a New Year's Day walk.
Oh,
which
that's
is
nice.
That's nice. I'll be honest with you, the other sort of 60-odd% probably trying to actually walk. whatever you're up to, do have a good one. There is nothing better actually than a New Year's Day walk. However, I have just checked the weather. It's just going to be drizzly tomorrow.
It's not going to be good.
It's not going to be a good start to 2011.
Breakfast Podcast.
It is New Year's Eve. Of course, we've looked back at some of the big showbiz stories of the year, but it has
yes.
been a big year in the world of news.
Very big.
What happened in January?
We had the devastating earthquake in Haiti.
Of course.
That was a big one. Jonathan Ross left the BBC.
I can't believe that was January, but that's
I know.
Scary times. But
I know.
There you go.
Cadbury was taken over by Kraft.
That went down well.
Yeah, and the iPad was launched.
The iPad, which was basically an iPhone.
But bigger.
So yeah. Like one of those BT phones you used to get with the bigger buttons for the visually impaired. It was like that, really.
Yeah.
Although not as good as one of those phones. Right, February, what occurred?
February, John Terry was sacked as England captain after he was a naughty boy.
Naughty boy?
Yes. Toyota recalled millions of their cars.
Yeah, that's right. The car in front is a Toyota, which you want to watch out for. Yeah. It's got no brakes.
Absolutely. And MPs were ordered to pay back £1.1 million in wrongly claimed expenses.
No, surely they didn't claim back wrong expenses.
Duck pond and all that, whatever it was.
Duck pond, moats.
Moats, you know.
Islands off France.
Manure.
Exactly right. What happened in March then of the year?
March. Dozens of people were killed as bombers attacked trains in Moscow.
Yes.
And ITV announced they were going to axe the bill.
I know, that is gone now, hasn't it? The
all
bill.
Gone.
Scary. Times. And in April, then, our final little review of this year.
April. Big month in April.
A lot going on.
Lots going on. We had the election campaigns underway. The I agree with Nick. That was the new catchphrase following the TV debates. Had the ash cloud. Start of the ash cloud from Iceland causing chaos. And Gordon Brown called Gillian Duffy a bigoted woman.
Oh no, not bigot gates.
Yes,
that's raised its ugly head. Amazing. Again, Gordon Brown. There you go. So that's the review of the first quarter of the the first 4 months of the year. But thank you very much. We'll continue to look at the year in detail in just a little while here at the 7.
Neil Bentley.
We have been reviewing the year that has been 2010. We're looking at the big news stories now. Where are we? May time.
May.
What happened?
It was, of course, election day.
Oh,
lots of
yes.
Fun. Gordon Brown resigned. Then David Cameron became Prime Minister. And it was the coalition government being formed.
Gordon Brown resigned. Yeah, and nobody was really actually elected. And then and then two people got together and decided on new policies. And then made their own party.
And there you go.
Hey!
Sorted.
Coalition government. Right, there we
and,
go.
And the other big one was the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
That was scary times.
All
started in May, yeah.
June, we had Cumbrian taxi driver Derek Bird, who went on a shooting spree killing 12 people.
Was that June?
That
Can't
was.
Believe it. Scary times.
England knocked out of the World Cup.
Let's skip over that.
Yeah, let's move that one. And the FBI arrest alleged Russian spies in the US. Remember that one?
Yes, big story. What happened in July?
July, we had Raoul Moat.
Again, can't believe.
Hunted by police after killing, shooting his ex-girlfriend and killing her partner. Robbie, rejoin, take that.
Yeah,
of course.
Good news story.
Brilliant.
Especially for Robbie, obviously.
Yeah, just a bit. And Chelsea Clinton got married in July.
There you go. What happened in August?
August, we had Naomi Campbell appearing before the war crimes tribunal.
That was weird. I remember watching that.
Very strange. Very, very strange. Had floods in Pakistan affecting around 13 million people. US troops pulling out of Iraq. And the woman was caught dumping a cat in a wheelie bin.
That was probably the most talked about story of the year. I'm sure it was. There you go then. So more of 2010. We'll do the final few months. And it's been a busy couple of months. We'll do that with Carly in just a little while here at the 7.
Breakfast Podcast.
Annie Lennox OBE nonetheless in the New Year's Honours there. The Eurythmics thorn in my side. Although sad news on the New Year's Honours list, Brucey is not
on
the
list. What is going on?
I'm starting to get angry, Queenie.
What has he done to the... I want to know what...
I don't know.
Why is she so annoyed at him?
There must be something about Bruce Forsyth. I don't know. Maybe he's a spy or something. Maybe there's something that they know about him that we don't know. Maybe underneath that chin he has a hidden camera or something.
Ooh.
Who knows? Anyway, we're reviewing the year here at the 7 today. We've looked at the showbiz. Now we're looking at the big news stories of 2010 as it is New Year's Eve. Let's continue. September, are we at?
We are. We had US pastor Terry Jones calling for his followers to burn copies of the Quran.
That went down well.
Yep. The Pope came to Britain.
He did.
Popey.
Didn't we spend about £27 million on security? But there we go.
Never mind.
Well done, Popey.
And we had Ed Miliband becoming Labour leader.
That's
over his brother David.
It's good to see him break away from the Wallace and Gromit fame to now lead the Labour Party. There we go. On to October.
We had Europe winning the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
Nice one.
Exactly.
And what's got to be the biggest story of the year, 33 Chilean miners freed after 69 days trapped underground.
That was probably talked about more than the World Cup. Let's be realistic here when that all started.
Definitely.
But that was a good day. That was good. It was good. Yeah. November,
we had student protests in London.
One of many.
We had Aung San Suu Kyi released from house arrest in Burma. Mm-hmm. And we had Paul and Rachel Chandler released by the Somali pirates.
That
who were held
was
captive
also
for like over a
good
year.
Day for yes. news this
Very
year.
Good day.
Exactly. And then finally, December, where
this
we are
month,
right now.
We had WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange arrested and then later granted bail. Vince Cable caught out talking to undercover reporters.
Oh, Cablegate.
And my favourite from this week, England retaining the Ashes.
Yes.
Just this week.
There you go. That's the news. So there we go. Some of the biggest stories and events that happened in 2010. I am sure 2011 will be a prosperous new year for all of us. And I'm sure this time next year, one of the big features, one of the big talking points of 2010, the royal wedding.
Oh, yes.
Nonetheless.
How exciting.
We're all looking forward to that one because, of course, it means as a nation, we get about 12 days holiday.
Yay!
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.